Meir Shalev fits the profile of the other Israeli novelists we've heard about this hour. He still writes a regular column for one of his country's major daily newspapers. Meanwhile, his literature has been translated into over 20 languages and won many awards, including the Brenner Prize, Israel's most prestigious. His latest novel, A Pigeon and a Boy, tells a pair of love stories, one set in present-day Israel and one set during the war that established the country.
This is the war between the Israelis and Palestinians and neighboring Arab countries after the Arabs refused to accept the plan of partition of Palestine between the Jewish people and the Palestinian people. There was a very detailed plan of partition. The Jewish population accepted it. The Arab population refused it and declared war and started a war, which they lost. And this is also the start of the terrible tragedy of the Palestinians, the refugee problem that had not been solved ever since.
You have been to war. You were born in 1948 and you fought in 1967.
Yes, I was born in the middle of the 1948 war. My mother, who was in the 8th month of pregnancy, had to go through a dangerous, adventurous journey through the hills surrounding Jerusalem. And she managed to escape with the help of her brother. And she gave birth to me 3 weeks later in a hospital in the Valley of Jezreel, where the same very brother was already hospitalized. And we met again in the same hospital 19 years later with me lying wounded in bed, and they are visiting me this time. I was hit by 4 bullets in 1967, not in the war itself, but in another operation a little later. The injury is very similar to the one my character, the pigeon handler, suffered in the battle I describe. And I know how battle feels and smells and sound and seen, and I know the feeling of being hit by bullets.
That comes across in the way that you write about it.
I didn't have to do much research about that. I interviewed many pigeon handlers and tourist guides and bird watchers for this book, but I could describe the feeling of war firsthand.
Now, you, of course, have lived through all of the times that you write your stories about. Does that help or not when trying to create this? Because there is so much tension, at least as seen from the outside, that it almost overshadows any story you might want to tell.
I must tell you that maybe from the outside it looks much more tense and hard than really is in Israel. I live in Israel all my life. I never left the country for more than 5 consecutive weeks. And I am experiencing everything that can be experienced in Israel. And yet I'm able to write my novels and raise my children. And my wife is far more important and influential in my life than the Prime Minister or the Minister of Defense. And there is, if you are able to create this, I would say, a professional atmosphere of writing, of being a writer, then you don't have to let politics infiltrate into your books. Some writers like to do it. They like to write political novels and mix their politics and their literary art. I try to separate the two things. I have a column in the paper in Israel. I publish every weekend a political column in which I react and express my opinions, but my novels are non-political.
Well, maybe in part what you're saying, and you can disagree, is that in writing a book like A Pigeon and a Boy, you are revealing an aspect of Israel that the political novelist doesn't consider, the reality of daily life that makes a man care more about the opinions of his wife than of the prime minister.
Maybe, and I'm happy if people who will read the book will see this aspect of my book, because I tell you this honestly, that even though life in Israel, I'm sure they are not as relaxed as in some countries in Europe or in America, but still we also have love life and family life and relationships between parents and children and 2 brothers and sisters-in-law that have nothing to do with the Israeli politics or the Palestinian problem.
I do want to talk to you a little bit about your politics, if you are willing, because, as you say, you are well known in Israel and in Europe. I read a recent article, for instance, that you wrote in which you said that you had fought in the 1967 war and considered the results of it detrimental to Israel.
I'm one of the few people in Israel who said that right after the Six-Day War ended. I was just a young soldier then, and nobody had any reason to listen to me except my father, who was very angry when I said that at home when I came back from the war. But I was afraid even then, and I'm sorry to be found right, that Israel will become a slave of its own victory, because ever since, in the last 40 years since the Six-Day War, all what we do in Israel is dealing with the outcomes of the 1967 war, of our great victory. We deal with ruling the Palestinians, oppressing them, avoiding them from committing terrorist actions against us. We are dealing with the settlers. We are dealing with the lack of budget, because too much money is going to security and to settlements. Our priorities order have changed completely. We were once a nation dedicated to education, research, learning, studying, teaching. We are not anymore. You can see it in the level of students that we have in Israel. And this is something that I'm mourning about. It's not the kind of society our visionaries have dreamt about, and it's not the kind of society that people like me can find some kind of satisfaction in. We do not appreciate anymore the people that Jewish tradition always appreciated, which are the learned people. The whole atmosphere of the Israeli society have changed because of this victory of the Six-Day War, and I'm very sorry about it.
There is an Israel that you hint at in the novel that existed in 1948 that was different, and to you at least, better.
Yeah, I think that the 1948 war, even though it brought these terrible results for the Palestinian people, was a just war on the Israeli side, because it was not declared by the Israeli, it was not started by the Israeli people. We could have separated the land into two parts according to the UN proposition of 1947. But I think that the Six-Day War was a completely different story. We had to respond to the aggression around us, but then the decision to keep the occupied territories for ourselves, or the lack of decision not to give it back, this, I think, was a terrible mistake. We lost some kind of wisdom and practicality in this war. This great victory of 1967 made us blind.
Is there a way back that you can see?
There is a way back, but it becomes harder and harder the more we wait. And I'm afraid soon it will become impossible. The way back is known to all sides involved. It means that the Israelis have to give up their victory of 1967 and give back the territories that they occupied in this war, and that the Palestinians have to give up their idea of coming back to their homes and territories of before 1948. This is the only way to solve the situation and create two states for the two people. It is a very painful operation for both sides. But I do not see any other possibility, unless there will be people who will say, look, this conflict will be eternal, we will keep on fighting, and we will have to manage our life according to that. But I think there is still a way to solve this situation.
Meir Shalev won Israel's most prestigious literary prize for his latest novel, A Pigeon and a Boy.